This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Is not premature, except for it's not Christmas, it's Thanksgiving that people are dealing with the white stuff. Some of them not too happy about it, as many travelers are stuck, sadly. Kate Delaney, happy to be here for your pre-Thanksgiving and through Thanksgiving weekend entertainment education. That's really what this is all about, this show. What's happening in your backyard and mine? In my backyard, no snow, although it's a little bit chilly. In your backyard, where many people are listening to us, probably lots and lots of snow. So Thanksgiving travelers really had to scramble with power outages and snow problems that snarled traffic. Two massive systems were making it pretty difficult for travelers to take to the roads and skies on Thanksgiving Eve, because it's the deadly combo, right? It's the trifecta: snow, rain, high winds. 32 states under some kind of watch, warning, or weather advisory. Love how that comes in threes, but that's not the good kind of threes. In New England and in Maine, where our pal Sharon, who calls the show frequently, listens, they are bracing for heavy snow. One system has slammed the western states with rain along the coastline, so you get the drift here. And some of you are seeing the snow drifts. Sadly, Mayor Bill de Blasio from New York said he's keeping his fingers crossed that the storm won't ground the balloons in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I got some misinformation from the other who will join us shortly. He said, oh, the balloons have been grounded. But from what I understand, that's not true. They're going to wait, and they want to be able to fly the balloons. It's just too darn big for that Macy's parade. So if they can get the Affleck duck, lots of money, and the Macy's balloon up in the sky, and then Bullwinkle and all the rest from when I was a kid. Some of these balloons have just been patched up, and they've been there from the days when I was at that parade. The balloons cannot be flown when the winds exceed 23 miles an hour and gusts exceed 34 miles an hour. That's the regs in New York City, because somebody certainly has gotten hurt in the past. In 1997, the Cat in the Hat balloon walloped four people after the winds forced it to go off course. So when they get those high winds, they're not going to take the chance. 300,000 homes and businesses, they say, were boom, boom, out go the lights across the country. So there were a lot of people that were bum out of luck when it came to getting Thomas Edison's invention, if you believe he invented it, the light bulb and electricity. Michigan, Ohio, and California all having problems. A bomb cyclone. Did you hear what I said? A bomb cyclone. That word is so crazy to me that it's in our lexicon, but it's that crazy, rapid, strengthening storm, as it's been described according to CNN and other websites. Because how do you describe a bomb cyclone? It dumps rain, and then it gets worse, and then the winter storm watches and all this stuff happens behind it, and it becomes an unprecedented nightmare is what it is. We told you about Portland, Oregon, and Spokane especially. Spokane, Washington, the other night on the show, and you get those high winds, and then you get all that other stuff in between. The visibility is awful. So a lot of roads are closed. There's been a ton of delays when it comes to flying, so make sure if you are flying out, I told you the story of there was one Thanksgiving where we flew out to go to Florida, and it was the best flight ever because hardly anyone was on the flight. It was smooth, but we were going into some decent weather, which is different than when you're pouring across the plains or going to the east and you're dealing with what's been unleashed. So I know there's some people, sadly, been trapped, but hopefully they are making the best of it. Because, I mean, that's all you can do, right? I think when you travel, speaking for someone who's taken this show all over the place, you know, this past year, I feel very lucky and blessed that I've been able to do that. You've heard me broadcast from so many places, from Atlanta to spots in between, including Hawaii. And you just have to be patient when you're flying, and when you've got weather, especially winter weather, can be really brutal. And even if you're flying out of a place where it seems all clear, where did the flights come in from? That makes a huge, huge difference. So that is certainly something that is being talked about. Another thing that's been talked about a lot in the day, somebody sent me a text about it before the story actually, I think, broke wide. But, you know, you see those little brown trucks, especially now, flying around the neighborhood, dumping off packages. Four UPS employees were arrested in a drug smuggling bust. It included the seizure of, check this out, THC vape pens, more than 50,000 counterfeit vape pens. You know, I've been talking about vaping and the dangers of it, especially the THC vape stuff. So Tucson Police Sergeant Wally Caterly, you know, we're airing in Tucson. I know a lot of people are listening to us in the desert, said that the employees were arrested a couple of weeks ago when the first search warrant was executed. Seven other men not employed by UPS were also picked up in connection with this smuggling ring, this drug smuggling ring. So they were trafficking, you know, high-grade marijuana. And they didn't give too many details about it, but obviously they thought they were going to be able to use the truck to camouflage what was happening and go undetected. And apparently, it shows that UPS is vulnerable in infrastructure-wise, because those people were allowed to traffic drugs undetected internally and externally by law enforcement. So, you know, there you go. But then they finally were made aware of it, and they were able to nail them after that. But I think that's a very big story, because, you know, we talk about ways that different things are delivered, illicit narcotics. And this was one of the ways that this was happening. But, ultimately they were nailed. In the meantime, it is that long weekend filled with tryptophan and football games. What's really cool about Thanksgiving is the fact that you've got three football games. I know some people disagree, because they think it's too much, that if it would be better if you did the traditional thing where you just had one football game. But the Cowboys are so lame, let's face it, that, you know, you needed to add some more excitement to it. So three football games instead. And this has been the norm the last couple of years. You have the Bears and the Lions that kick things off at 12:30 Eastern. Then you've got the Bills and the Cowboys. That's at 4:30 Eastern, and then the Saints and the Falcons is the nightcap, and three football games. Pretty interesting, I think, to kick off this week, because here we are deep into week 13. Will you be watching football? I have a feeling. You know, it's always on in the background, even if people say, well, I don't watch it. If you're a fan of any of those teams, of course you're watching it. But I think it always seems to be humming along somewhere in the background, unless you've got that Christmas music on, like we had Christmas on at the top of this show. And many stations across the country are airing just Christmas music, right? But they started doing that, some of them, a couple of weeks ago. I don't know, something about Halloween kicks off Christmas, and you see the lights out, and you see the inflatables, and I just think it's too early. Can't we wait until we're done with Thanksgiving? We'll talk about that and other things with Mr. Kate Delaney next.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management
and tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
In our virtual green room, Mr. Kate Delaney is chomping at the bit to get in front of this microphone. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Kate Delaney, thrilled as always to be the skipper of this little ship. I'll tell you what, the Game of Thrones, not a little series. It exploded. George R.R. Martin's best-selling book series, A Song of Ice and Fire, when it was brought to HBO, I don't know that they knew that this medieval fantasy epic would turn into such the powerhouse that it was, but there is no question about it. 8 seasons, people were on the edge of their seat. It got huge gangbuster ratings. People were gaga over Game of Thrones. And I became one of the late converts to the tribe, but I love Game of Thrones. It was one of my dirty little secrets. If I was going to binge something, it would be Game of Thrones. And the very sad day was the end of this series back in May when you know, we saw the Dragon Queen. I don't want to give everything away in case you haven't seen it. Let's just say, meet an untimely ending. But the series, I thought, was wrapped up nicely. I'm sure there are a lot of people that are still watching it or buying it or whatever. But to me, when we talk about the decade, because we're coming up in, you know, 4 weeks, 4.5 weeks, on the end of this decade, one of the blockbusters and one of the phenomenons is streaming and people doing that thing called binging. And he is my binge partner normally, but he was not into Game of Thrones. So, hello, Paul.
Hello, Game of Thrones fan.
What was your, of all the things that we binged, and we binged a lot of things, what was your favorite thing that we binged?
Boy, I don't know. I'd have to think about that for a second. We did an old show that I really liked, West Wing. We did 260 episodes, something like that. We watched it over several weeks. That was fun.
I thought that was really good, and that was sort of an ode to my mother, because I was missing my mother, who died, and she was into the West Wing, and we decided, you know what, we're going to watch the West Wing. I mean, I did, in honor of Kathleen, and we started watching it, because she, you know, swore by it, and she liked to talk about politics, and she was into it, so the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, but I liked it, but that was crazy that we watched all those episodes. We also watched a show I like, because I like the whole crime, drama, detective, all that stuff. And I liked watching The Wire.
The Wire was good.
I love the way you expound on your words. The Wire was good. What was so good about it?
That it was on film in Baltimore.
That was gritty, and it was real, I think, and it even held up now, and then all those things happened in Baltimore. Hey, you know how people listening, you know how people have nervous tics? Like, some people kind of shuffle their feet a little bit, or some people run their fingers through their hair, which, I get it, I'm not attacking anyone. Mr. Kate Delaney, one of his habits is, because do you think you're a little OCD?
Absolutely not.
I think you're all the letters. Anyway, he picks up something, and he's got like a pen. And you are, if we were like in a meeting in the West Wing, I would be removing that pen from your hand.
You would, because you're OCD as well.
No, because it bugs me. So there you go. Whatever your favorite binge is, let me know what that is, because I'm going to do an unofficial poll at the end of the year. I'm going to take a poll on what people are binging. So, again, unofficial. Send it to katedelaneyradio.com. Is there anything you binge? Watch. And it could be on regular tube, too. It doesn't have to be streaming on Netflix or Amazon or any of that kind of stuff. It just seems that so many of us are doing that. All right. The other thing I think that is so interesting when we talk about the end of the decade is the, and I don't know if we have the coins in the, because I asked Alex if he could find some loose coins in the studio. And all those poor guys working a million hours, I know they probably drop their coins when they're running to the vending machine or they're running down the street to 7-Eleven or whatever. I'm not sure. Do we have any coins that are loose in the studio? I love it. Oh, that's so great. So those loose coins really kind of symbolize what I thought was also big this decade is Bitcoin. Tell everybody about Bitcoin. What do you think about Bitcoin?
I think it stinks.
Okay, but what is Bitcoin?
I'm not going to tell you if you don't know by now.
The listeners might not understand. What in the heck is a Bitcoin? Can you make money on Bitcoin?
You can lose money on Bitcoin.
It's virtual money, basically. You have a virtual wallet. You get. I remember there was somebody that wanted to work with me, and they wanted to pay me in Bitcoin. And we were saying, yeah, like millions of Bitcoin. Because when something new comes out, that's when it's hot. And Bitcoin was hot in the beginning, but it's tough to recoup that money now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I feel like, especially since I had that conversation with Steve Ford, and he said that he thought, here's the thing, blockchain technology, great, Bitcoin, useless. And he didn't say the words useless, but he said there's no way the monetary system is going to change. And of course, what's the vested interest out there? So you got to think about that. All right, here's a big question for people that are listening, just something to think about, because let's face it, turkeys are going to be made not just on Thanksgiving, but they're going to be made in and around Thanksgiving. So, how do you make your... It makes me sad when I hear all those live turkeys. I don't even want to eat turkey. So, do you grill your turkey? Do you fry it? Or do you do it the old-fashioned way in the oven? What do you think, Paul? What's the best way?
Best way is to fry it and have a big expose at the end. A big finale. A blowout.
A blowout? What does that mean, a blowout?
You want your turkey to go at least 50 feet up in the air.
Oh, how do we ever connect? What's the commonality between us? I have no idea anymore. I'm just saying. So, I had, I grew up the traditional way, oven, oven, oven. And then my brother wanted to fry a turkey, and my mother was fine with that, and he did it, and it was good because he's a decent cook. I think I still like the whole oven thing. I mean, I know it takes a ridiculous amount of time, and it's that whole thing, but it's the tradition deal. And I think we lose all those traditions. It's like the stuffing. I just want plain stuffing. I don't want cranberries, eggnog, a bunch of almonds, whatever else nonsense that people throw in stuffing. I like plain bread stuffing that my grandmother used to make, and that's not ever going to change.
You're not a gourmet holiday fan. You're into the plain stuff you had as a kid, as am I.
Right. Now, there's something we have in common. Yeah, I don't like the foofy, whatever, the latest Cooking Light or whatever magazines, which, again, recipes are great. But when you put recipes out, that's the whole idea. People are coming up with new, cool ways to do something. And I like my Bobby Flay, but I don't need Bobby Flay messing around with my dressing. He already has Stephanie March from those SVU days. And if you know what she looks like, you know that he's satisfied. My mom used to just talk about Bobby Flay, like he was the Pope of cooking. But I think even she would agree, forget the creative in the kitchen when it comes to the stuffing and messing with the stuffing. I don't get it. So we're talking about a couple of different things here, including mixing up the conversations you're going to hear a lot about is what was significant in the decade. If you had to pick out something that was significant in the decade, what would you say? Let's say technology. I'll give you technology. What was significant with technology?
iPhone.
Yeah, what you can do with the iPhone is extraordinary, and apps become such a big thing. And people want you just to have an app for, there's an app for everything. And when you don't have it, you become part of the minority. In fact, there's some things that you get offered that you have to be able to use an app. And then it's not mandatory. For example, getting on a plane, you can download it on the app. When you get on American Airlines, and I think a lot of the future airlines are going to be this way, their planes now, not all of them, but a lot of them, it used to be you go, they hand you the earbuds, and you plug it in, and you get to listen to music or watch whatever the movies are that they had. Now you have to use the app, the American Airlines app, to download the movies. They're free movies, but you have to do it yourself. It's not the screen in front of you anymore. And I think more and more we are doing everything on our phones. Coming back next, Mr. Kate Delaney, as we continue the amazing, scintillating, compelling conversation here on the show on this holiday weekend. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Bitter cold is causing havoc for millions of travelers. In the West, the northbound lanes of I-5 heading into Oregon have now reopened. Hundreds were stranded on the freeway for hours. KXL reporter Annette Newell.
The blizzard forced a shutdown that lasted for hours from southern Oregon to northern California. Dozens of miles of four major highways in the Cascades also shut down, the worst on record, according to the Oregon Department of Transportation's Gary leaning.
I've been with this agency nearly 20 years. I can't think of a Thanksgiving this bad.
Though most highways are back open, they're still requiring drivers to use tire chains.
The big freeze stretches across most of the country.
Winds right now across the Great Lakes gusting over 40, close to 50 miles an hour. And tomorrow, up and down the eastern seaboard, especially in the northeast, winds will be gusting close to 40 miles an hour.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. It's you.
Kate Delaney, not confused as to what kind of a holiday is coming up. We have Thanksgiving, of course, long weekend, and then we swing into full-on Christmas and other holidays related to Christmas, whether it's whether you're celebrating. What are some of the other things that people celebrate?
Maybe Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. I wanted to celebrate Hanukkah when I was a kid. Kwanzaa. What else? I think there's others. There's others. There's others. I know there is. But anyway, Danny Boy was in honor of my husband, Mr. Kate Delaney, because he got one heck of a early Christmas present, and he did not react the way I would think if somebody else out there was my significant other would react. He got a direct flight to Dublin. We're going to Ireland in the spring.
Before that, may I just add that you announced we were not going to have Christmas. We were not going to be having Christmas presents, and you wanted a book, and that I should not be asking for anything for Christmas. And then days later, you told me about the trip to Ireland.
Right, but so why do you have... it was like you were like a kid. You were so disappointed. Like, if I had coal somewhere stored or someone would send it to me, I would put it in your stocking, because it was like... Oh, no presents? No, like somebody, like I was the Grinch who stole Christmas, but really, I was the princess who definitely lavished an incredible gift on you.
Let's not fool around. You used air miles.
And paid for the other ticket, which was not cheap.
You paid for your little butt to go.
No, I paid for your ticket. All right, so I'm going to ask Alex Knutson is our technical maestro, and he's in the studio. Alex, if we were together and I gave you a trip to Ireland for Christmas, would that be enough to satisfy you?
I would be pretty satisfied.
That is a very good answer. We're going to keep you around. Also, Alex is good because he's kind of the whistleblower to me by accident. I am a fiend, especially when you work late hours for when I worked in studios, for vending machines. And I happened to ask Alex in the break at the mothership at the GCN what was the story with the vending machines. And he said it's kind of sad. Because apparently it was so frustrating every time someone put their last dollar in, whatever it was, whatever candy, whatever cookie, whatever chip, it got stuck in the machine. So you know when you start to wrestle with machine, tempers flare, people get sick of it, and apparently the door has fallen off the vending machine at GCN. So if anyone feels compelled to send free snacks to the guys who do such a great job, all the crazy amounts of programming that we have, feel free to send that to GCN. Although, from what Alex is telling us, it's kind of like the honor system, and he doesn't believe anyone's stealing, and what happens is they're paying for whatever they reach up and grab out of the candy machine. This is where it pays to have long arms. So I'd be making friends with the people in the office that had the long arms because I couldn't reach up in the candy machine.
Alligator arms.
Yeah, I don't have long crazy arms. So that wouldn't help me one darn bit. Again, don't forget, if you want to weigh in on grilled, fried, or oven, you can do that. In fact, I'm going to throw out the digits if anyone's alive and kicking, or maybe tryptophan has already kicked in for some people. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. All right, movies are big with us because it's a way for me to relax my brain. It's mindless, but I do like the psycho thrillers, the dramas, the cop stuff, detective stuff as well. I say that all the time. Military, Tom Clancy-ish kind of things. One of the off the beaten track movies that I think was a killer hit in the last decade was this one that was adapted from a book, and we're going to share our favorite movie with you. Here is a little bit from Gone Girl.
Nick Dunn, you're probably the most hated man in America right now. Did you kill your wife, Nick?
Everyone told us and told us marriage is hard work. Not for me and Nick.
As you all know, my wife, Amy Elliott Dunn, disappeared 3 days ago. I had nothing to do with the disappearance of my wife. I have nothing to hide.
Sammy, got friends we can talk to?
No, not really.
You don't know if she has friends, you don't know what she does all day, and you don't know your wife's blood type.
Just being a good guy, so everybody can see him being a good guy.
Well, you really don't like him, do you?
All I'm trying to do is be nice to the people who are volunteering to help find Amy.
I will practice believing my husband loves me. But I could be wrong.
You seen that kind of glasses before?
Amy is the kind of girl who attracts admirers.
Whoever took her is bound to bring her back.
I'm hoping you can tell me what this means.
We'll solve Amy's treasure hunt.
You seen this girl around here?
Yeah, I remember her.
I know you. I saw you at the volunteer center.
I wanted to help.
What she want?
She wanted a gun. We are all scared, but we are all here now.
I feel like something to be jettisoned if necessary. I feel like I could disappear.
Mark of a sociopath is a lack of empathy.
And you lost a lot of blood in there. Then somebody mopped it up.
Why do they mop up the blood if they're trying to stage a crime scene?
Whatever they found, I think it's safe to assume that it's very bad.
I finally realized I am frightened of my own husband.
I would draw you as if you're doing a deposition. What to say, what not to say.
A trained monkey?
A trained monkey who doesn't get lethal injections.
She's going to eat you alive.
You assaulted her?
It's not good enough for you?
I hit her?
It's not even close.
Absolutely not. I never touched her.
We now believe Nick is involved in the disappearance of our daughter.
Without a body, without a murder weapon, their only hope is a confession.
I don't know anything yet.
You need to
tell me, how was your marriage, Nick?
Are you asking me if I killed my wife?
Man of my dreams, this man of mine may kill me.
What about my son,
Nick?
This man may kill me. In her own words, this man may truly kill me.
You ever hear the expression, simplest answer is often the correct one?
Actually, I've never found that to be true.
Wow, that's a whole lot of lotta. 2014 was when that movie came out, and it was the budget to make it $61 million, and boy, did they recoup that money. $369.3 million. Wow. Paul, so expound on that. That was really a good flick. How many times have we watched it?
We've seen it probably 10 times on and off, the whole thing or parts of it.
And I personally think you like it because you like Rosamund Pike.
Yeah, she's pretty sweet.
She is very good looking, was a Bond girl, and is Amy, who you just heard a little bit about in that trailer, in this movie. She is the glamorous wife. But anyway, if you haven't seen it, watch it. It's easy. You can stream it, whatever. Grab it. It's just a shockingly good movie. It really is. Peter Travers from the Rolling Stones said that. He said, David Fincher's shockingly good film version of Gone Girl is the date night movie of the decade for couples who dream of destroying one another. Oh, that is right here. That is right here on these airwaves. Maybe there's something going on. Expect a stampede at your house or at the box office. So we pretty much nailed it. Now, wonder why we liked that movie so much. And he said it. It was the movie of the decade. There were a lot of good movies that were made, but that was one of them.
Definitely the modern War of the Roses.
Yeah, that's what it is. If you saw the War of the Roses, yes, with Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner, this is the other version of it. So, yeah, that would be my vote, though. That would be my vote for the best movie of the decade. There, like I said, there were others, but That movie was fantastic. Certainly, couples and other people listening to us go out and eat. I mean, you know, eating is obviously the thing that we do the most. And you and I think because of the crazy hours and traveling and not seeing each other or then seeing each other, do go out and eat. But we don't have a favorite restaurant, do we?
Not really, no.
I think it's cool when people have a local, like you're listening to us in your communities in Portland, in New Orleans, in Brownwood, Texas, in Tampa, Florida, in Connecticut, in Tucson, Arizona. When there's just that place that you go to in Riverside, California, in Los Angeles, that is the place. And almost everybody I ask has a place, and we don't have a place. I mean, it's just kind of, that's part of the problem. We said we were going to open a restaurant called I Don't Know, because that's what you hate. You just want to be told where to eat. You don't want to have a decision in that. So if we go out to eat, you want me just to say, this is where we're going, and point the car in that direction, right?
That would be my dream scenario.
Dream scenario.
Not to be asked and grilled for 10 minutes about what we're going to eat and say, well, what do you feel like? Oh, no, I don't feel like that. What? So why did you ask?
So why did you ask? I just know this. There is a favorite food. So there's not a favorite restaurant, but I don't think I have a favorite food. He has a favorite food, and it's tacos. Every day in our house is Taco Tuesday. I bet a lot of guys out there feel the same way. They have a favorite food. All right, wish everyone a happy holiday weekend.
Happy Hanukkah, everybody.
Or that would be Thanksgiving. We'll be back as we head to the mailbag next on the show.
Thank you. Okay.
Shout out in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas.
I didn't think so.
Riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet. Scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean?
Yeah.
I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily,
yeah,
now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming fraud. Also used as false proof of their crimes.
I really knew.
They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Yeah.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun?
I love it.
Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun.
I don't know. Are you in the Star Wars?
That's right. Completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
My mom just started binging.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Sweet! Ton of mail. So let's get right to it. This one is from Jake, who says, Kate, wow, I would have been knee-deep in the white stuff, as you say, if I had gone to Denver. But listening to your show, I knew there was no way I was going to make it. I waited an extra day, and it was much smoother sailing, even though it was still kind of tricky getting up to Boulder. It really is a whiteout, which is cool because I'm going to go skiing, but it would not be cool if I had gotten stuck the day before. So because I was doing the Southwest thing, and thanks to you, I was able to, I was able to flip the switch and jump on a different flight. And rest assured, I wish everybody listening to the show a happy, happy Thanksgiving filled with lots of turkey, football, and anything else you desire. That sounds good. Anything else you desire? Ooh, rest, relaxation, complete device-free time. And I say that as I love, love, love technology, but I also know how deadly it can be because it's so distracting, right? And can't you tell when you're talking to people, by the way, that they're doing 10 other things? You start to get the uh-huhs. And if you get, like, if you get three uh-huhs in a row, it might be okay. But you start to get up there in the six and sevens, so count them. Then they are not, they have no idea. If you quiz them, they would get an F. So hopefully, if you've got family around, friends around, or you're just doing the bat cave thing and you get to hang out by yourself and you're relaxing, give yourself a break for a few minutes and get off of whatever it is that you use. And just bury it in the pillows somewhere or whatever and read, watch some tubage, or just hang, whatever. You know, hang out with the dogs, hang out with the cat, whatever it is. All right, so let's move to this one. This one is from Chuck, and Chuck says, hi, Kate. Macy's Day and the Balloons. Ooh, I was listening. I live in Connecticut, and I listen to you when I am working on some of my briefs in the evening, and you were talking about the Macy's Parade and the balloons and the story about your dad. I love that story because I have a grown daughter now who I hoisted on my shoulder, and she liked the balloons too. But the high wind warnings and the fact that they might not have them in the air, that's kind of a bummer. And first of all, if the winds are that high, it's going to be kind of wild probably for the people on the floats too, although I doubt they won't bundle up and be on the floats. I'm sure they will be. But all the preparation for those balloons for that Thanksgiving parade, it's a shame if that doesn't happen. But if they are too big and they can't really maneuver in the winds, that what are they going to do? I mean, it's millions of spectators are there along that parade route in New York City. And so if you've got these giant helium-filled balloons, and what can happen? They can't do it. Yeah, they're saying that just as of a couple of hours ago, because I'm keeping a beat on this, that the strong winds could weigh down the 16 large character balloons, which of course is, I mean, they come to life and everybody wants to see them and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, if you can't see Pikachu or, you know, SpongeBob or Snoopy because it could smash down on somebody or escape, well, so be it. What are you going to do with that? All right, let's move to another one. This one is from Frank. Kate, I listen to the show all the time. I've emailed you not that frequently, but I am a raving fan. I've heard you talk about raving fans. And I wonder, I like what you've been saying all along about Giuliani. There is no doubt. You're right. Rudy is the guy who is going to get rooted out. I think if anybody falls, it will be him. Well, the problem is, you know, the president is saying he never directed Rudy on the Ukraine and that Rudy had his own interest, what he was doing. He doesn't follow, you know, all his clients. And the New York Times did a story that said Rudy sought business from the Ukrainian officials while he was pursuing the political dirt, supposedly, for the administration. So Rudy is in a pickle, needless to say, and that's why I was saying that all along. You could see it. You could see that it's what's going to happen. The, you know, you think of Rudy Giuliani, and I think of being in New York City at 9/11. There was nobody stronger. There's nobody who was just killing himself, and he didn't want any praise, any credit. He just wanted to do whatever he had to do during 9/11 to calm the fears of people and to make things right in a very horrific situation. But now House Democrats have subpoenaed him, and he's the personal lawyer for President Trump. They want the documents related to his interactions with the Ukrainian officials. So this is really wild how this has gyrated in a very, very different direction. It's, you know, this is an incredible predicament for him. It really is. And I think of the guy back on 9/11 and now what's happening here, and I would never have thought that he would have ended up in this hot seat like this, but he's in the hot seat. I mean, he is in the hot seat. This one is from Lady Jane, and Lady Jane says, Kate, I admire the fact that you know so much about sports. I wondered where your interest in sports came about. I understand the politics and news and the rest of it, entertainment, etc., but what about sports? I think it's because, you know, my grandfather would watch golf, he would be watching football, and I wanted to be with him, and I would be a captive audience member with him in the den. I'd be watching. And then I liked competition. And then I liked college basketball. And then I liked baseball. My mother took me to baseball games, Major League Baseball games and hockey games. And I went to some football games. And I think even as a kid, the interest just started to percolate. But I'm a content junkie. And even though sports doesn't necessarily at all go along with that, the addition of the competition, the us versus them, the winner versus the loser, all of that intrigued me, and what makes athletes tick, and the money ball game, and the people pulling the strings behind, the GMs, the owners, all of that is so fascinating to me. So that's, I guess that's the interest. That's where it happened. And I can't say that I had a lot of friends that were interested. They weren't. I have a few, but not that many, to be honest. All right, here's one from Mac. Oh, Mac. We used to hear from Mac all the time. It's been a while. So, Mac, listening to us now, coming from Portland, Oregon, says, Kate, I've heard you talk before about Portland, Oregon, and I think you mentioned the fact that Portland has these great wineries and wine, and you are dead on about that. It's become this little wine sort of mecca. When people are in this area and they travel, they hit some of the popular wine bars, and there are a whole bunch of great wine shops, and it's been interesting as somebody who moved here not too long ago to see the big trends in the wine industry and the tasting rooms just, you know, busting at the seams. So I hope if you come up here next time, you hit some of those wine bars. And I think you'll really, really enjoy yourself. And they're cozy and they're all close by. Yeah, you know, I was looking at Portland the other day, and I was looking at some of those areas, some of the wineries and, you know, what they mix it with. Like there's Arrivederci, which they've got, I guess, jazz and blues, which I'm a huge blues person, which would be really, really fun to go there for that. I like the names of some of the wine bars. There was even a wine bar I found that was, what was the wine bar that I thought looked really, really good? Cascade Fair. And I think it's like right in the middle of everything. A lot of these places would be close. So thanks for the suggestion. Arrivederci. I like that name the best. And that is bad. Supposedly it's supposed to be this really cool, quaint place. And they have great pretzels and great music. Sounds good to me. Let's all go. Let's do it remote from Arrivederci. Music means I am being ushered out the door for this hour anyway. Make it count, everybody.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.